Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC now for the latest installment in our August series on interns and internships. We are joined each week this month by New York Times labor and workplace correspondent Stephen Greenhouse. Today we're going to look at the socioeconomics of interning, who can afford to do an internship, especially an unpaid one, and how can interns find ways to pay their bills while having the intern experience. Hi, Steve. Welcome back.
Hi, Brian. Nice to be here.
And after last week's conversation on the history of internships, Adam from New Jersey commented on our website, quote, only the wealthy can afford to become unpaid interns. Only the connected can get the best internships. So he brings up two important points, no?
Adam makes legitimate points. I think he's overstating the case a little bit. It's not only the rich, not only the connected. You know, I have interviewed interns who aren't from that wealthy families or who get internships by dint of their talent or drive without, you know, their father-in-law getting the internship for them through a connection, through a golf course friend. But you know, I've done a lot of stories on internships, Brian, and many experts I interview say, yes, internships go disproportionately to the well-connected. You know, someone's uncle is on a corporate board of directors or a nonprofit board of directors. You know, people on various boards say, my nephew wants an internship, and the president of the company or the CEO of the nonprofit feels duty-bound to give the internship to the nephew or niece who's looking for an unpaid internship. And I think, Brian, in ways, internships favor the well-to-do, the well-connected in two ways. One, you know, to get a really plum internship, like at a fashion house or TV station or WNYC, it's good to know someone. It's good to know someone who's a high executive there. And secondly, often people who can afford unpaid internships often, they can only be from wealthy families because unless your parents can support you during an unpaid internship, forget it. Very often, forget it. You know, I have interviewed a few interns who say, well, I was able to have an unpaid internship, but that's only because I also work 40 or 50 hours a week at a McDonald's, at a Starbucks, whatever, to be able to sustain me during that internship while the rich kids who are next to me at my unpaid internship could party while the parents paid for their room and board.
We should say that we have a lot of interns on this show, and the vast, vast majority of them just come through having submitted applications on our website. So just because you mentioned WNYC, but they are overwhelmingly unpaid. And listeners, I wonder if you have stories and want to call in about your unpaid internship and whether you think that you had to be in a socioeconomically advantaged position in order to even get it. How about some of you who never even applied for an unpaid internship because you didn't have the money or the backstop from your parents or whatever to do so? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. How much of the shift, Stephen, toward unpaid internships is a result of the poor economy in the last 4 years?
I think even before the shift toward the poor economy, there were many employers were seeing an opportunity to use more and more unpaid interns. But now that there's this huge pool of bright young college graduates, college students, who are having a problem finding paying jobs, I think a lot of employers say, hey, let's grab these people. We can get them to do valuable unpaid work for us. I should add, Brian, this issue has also been a big deal in Britain. And actually, there was a commission set up 3-4 years ago headed by a British cabinet minister that issued a very intelligent report saying that internships, disproportionately help the well-to-do. It said, by and large, internships operate as part of an informal economy in which securing an internship all too often depends on who you know and not on what you know. So I think that report really kind of advances the thesis that internships really favor those who are already doing very well in life.
Louise in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay.
Brian, I agree completely with your guest. I don't want to repeat it, but I agree with all of his comments. What I wanted to say is that both of my children did receive internships over their college summers. And we although we're not in the wealthy class, certainly we're more middle class, we encouraged our children to take those internships, and we were willing to support them over the summers while we were also paying for costly college educations and post-college educations. I think it is a class divider. I feel that very strongly, and I think it needs to be revisited on the part of the people who employ interns. They should be paying them something.
Louise, thank you.
In some way.
Thank you very much. Bill in Clinton Hills, you're on WNYC. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Brian, how are you doing?
Good.
So I just kind of wanted to call, not to suggest being on one side of the issue or another, but I moved to New York about 10 years ago with kind of ambiguous dreams of working in the music industry. And before I moved here, I lived in Minneapolis. I learned how to do fine dinings. I knew it was a big moneymaker in New York. So when I moved to New York, I was able to land on my feet financially easily. And I took an unpaid internship while I was working full-time as a waiter. So effectively was working, 70, 80-hour weeks. Honestly, I was making more money then when I was an unpaid intern than I ever have since I started working professionally in the music industry.
Because your day job was fairly lucrative. But you figured out a way to finance unpaid internships.
Yeah, I did. I mean, it kind of happened by accident. I never really had ambitions to be an unpaid intern when I moved to New York. But it was, I feel like for a lot of people, internships are really the only means to kind of get your foot in the door. I know for me, when I was working as a waiter, I was actually offered a couple of jobs in the music industry, but they were just the money was just not good enough.
Yeah.
So I just waited until I was ready. So
well, sound very organized and much too organized for a musician, Bill. I don't know about this. Thank you very much, Ryan in East Meadow. You're on WNYC. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Brian. I just wanted to give you like a quick perspective from the other side of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from college in 2005, and I decided not to go down the unpaid internship route. I only pursued internships that had some sort of pay. Very often, most of them offered a menial stipend, which, in addition to the hours, wasn't enough to really get by on. And because I decided not to take internships, I quickly watched my career path slow compared to that of my peers who had taken internships. Like, I found that actually after taking an internship, let's say at a, in a good company, my friends were able to secure entry-level positions that positioned them for better career growth, whereas I had to take more menial positions, and I had basically had to stick it out for a lot longer in order to advance, for the same amount of advancement.
I'm really glad you called with a story from that side of the fence. Do you think the rules should change, Ryan?
I do think the rules have changed. And I think to your guest's point, it really serves, the internship serves as a way to filter out a lot of people who do not have the kinds of advantages that are afforded to others. And if we really want to look at ways of kind of making career paths more accessible to everybody, we really have to reevaluate how we compensate interns and how we select interns for those positions.
Ryan, thank you so much. So, Stephen Greenhouse, to those points, is there any serious consideration in Congress or anywhere else with respect to leveling the playing field for people like Ryan who cannot take an unpaid internship when his peers trying to pursue the same career path can?
Brian and Ryan, the only push I see to make it easier for moderate income, low income students to get internships is I think more colleges are kind of stepping up to the plate and setting up like fellowships so that people without much financial resources can afford to take internships during the summer. But I don't see many employers, some employers scared that the Labor Department is going to crack down, are starting to pay, or more and more are paying for internships, but there's still many, many unpaid internships. I don't see Congress doing much of anything on this or anything else, Brian. I mean, as Ryan said, if you if you're a good college student and you can't afford to take an unpaid internship and you work at McDonald's or Walmart during the summer, you're going to rise. And let's say you want to go into the recording industry or journalism or TV, you know, you're not going to rise as fast as someone with wealthy parents who's able to take an unpaid internship at an NBC or Slate or Vanity Fair. So it's really important now, in terms of climbing the career ladder, to get those internships. I'm not saying that's good or bad. That's just a fact of life right now.
Greta in Stamford. You're on WNYC. Hello, Greta.
Hi. I went to Barnard College. I'm in graduate school now. But during one of the summers, I was able to do an unpaid internship through a grant program, like your guest was saying, through Barnard College. It was a long application, but I did get housing in New York City for the summer and some living expenses.
So that's an interesting model. Greta, thank you very much. And I wonder if that plays into advice, Stephen, that you might give people who can't afford to be unpaid interns in terms of options for financing it. We heard from the one guy in the music industry who came up with a plan to finance his unpaid internships by working, a pretty good day job most of the week. Greta talks about going out and getting a grant to finance an unpaid internship, even though if the organization she's interning with can't pay her directly. Any other advice like that?
Yes, I appeared on the John Stossel show the other day in front of about 100 interns, and I said, well, internships unfortunately often favor the wealthy, the well-to-do, the well-connected, and it's hard for someone to come to New York in the summer and take an unpaid internship and pay $1,000, $1,500 a month in rent. And one young man raised his hand and said, look, I'm from the Midwest. I really want an internship here in New York, and I work the past two summers and during college, saving up money so I could do this terrific internship he now has this summer. But the unfortunate thing, Brian, is kids from families that aren't well-to-do have to work twice as hard or do twice as much in order to be able to get an unpaid internship. Another thing is if that you're a really good college student, you probably have a much better chance of getting a paid internship than an unpaid internship. And if you're offered an unpaid internship, you can say, I'm really squeezed financially. Maybe you can help me out and pay me $200-$400 a week. But you don't want to alienate them so much that they're going to not offer you the unpaid internship anymore.
But
I think really good students, I think might have some bargaining power in saying, if you really want me, why don't you cough up at least a few hundred dollars a week?
New York Times labor and workplace correspondent Stephen Greenhouse, our guest through the month of August. In our Interns and Internship series every Thursday. We'll continue next week with an advice call-in. We'll want to know from you who've been interns what tips you have for getting the most out of your internship. Stephen, thanks a lot.
Thanks much, Brian. Nice to be here.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.